Last month, after Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine ordered businesses, including restaurants, to close to the public, I spoke with Jessica Parkinson, co-owner of a restaurant in Lakewood, Ohio called Salt. It had shut down and had to lay off its staff. Jessica feared she would never be able to reopen. This was before the CARES Act was passed by Congress. Well, we've got Jessica on the line now to see whether things have changed. Jessica, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Jeremy. Thank you for having me back.
Well, and it's been a month since Salt closed to the public. How is it going at this point?
It's going okay. We opened, we're going into our third week of curbside. We do a total non-touch transaction with our customers that call in. Everything's paid over the phone. We have them pull up next to us with their trunks open, place their food into their trunks, and away they go. We were able to hire back almost our entire kitchen staff, all of our salary employees. Two other servers came back to help out with car deliveries and whatnot.
And how do you make sure that your staff are being safe and are able to distance from each other while they're working?
We have been pretty much together since all of this has gone down. So if you want to call it quarantining amongst ourselves. I have a cousin that made us all masks that we wear, gloves, obviously, when we're preparing things. We had a local distillery, Watershed Distillery, dropped off 10 gallons of hand sanitizer for us that they had made, and we're using that as well.
And did you apply for small business loans, and were you able to get one before the program ran out of money the first time?
So the week that we closed, I believe it was that Thursday, was on with the disaster loan through SBA. I applied for it three separate times. All three separate times was kicked off the site, and the loan that I had been applying for was no longer there because they kept changing the verbiage of it. And so I'm assuming attorneys and whatnot had to repost everything. The PPP loan that had finally come out, I immediately got on the phone with my banks. They were able to help us assist it, and we signed off on our documentation yesterday. So I should have the PPP money, I'm hoping, within the next 10 days.
And are your employees able to make the amount of money that they were making before, or are they at least able to make enough to live on right now?
Yeah, so we kept our salary employees on, so they're making what they made before. And then our servers that came back, we're paying them a significant wage, and then plus any tips that come through, we disperse those.
Now, I have to say, I feel like I'm doing a good deed every time I order takeout from a local restaurant, because I want to support local businesses. And I wonder, how much are your customers making up for some of the difference? Are they ordering more than they otherwise would? Are they ordering less? What's going on?
People are ordering. We're selling out almost every single night. And they are taking fairly good care of our staff as well. So it's been wonderful.
So when do you think, based on what you're seeing there in Ohio, when do you think that you'll be able to reopen as a restaurant that people can come and sit down at? And do you think that they will do that when that possibility is there?
You know, we have a Governor DeWine who's been like on the forefront of the governors that have closed states down. He's talking about restaurants being in the first phase of reopening, which is May 1st. I have no idea what it's going to look like, and I don't know if we will open up during that first phase. There have been talks that, you know, you have to lose most of the capacity in your restaurant, only operating at 40%. If you have a bar in your restaurant, nobody will be allowed to sit at your bar, so you can't utilize that. I've heard talks about restaurants having to serve on disposable plates, flatware. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a huge cost for us. Huge. Takeout is a huge cost for us. So monetarily, I'm just not sure if that would be in our cards to do. And maybe we would wait until phase two. But, you know, like I said, it's ever changing, and we're not making any concrete decisions until we hear what Governor DeWine has to say.
Last time we talked to you, you said that you weren't selling gift cards because you were worried people wouldn't be able to redeem them, because you were worried you wouldn't reopen at all. It sounds like you don't feel that way anymore, or do you?
You know, I go back and forth. If you would have asked me that question on Saturday, it probably would have been a different answer. Gift cards for us right now are great for the revenue that we would like to have right now, being that we're open for curbside. But in the future, I need that cash flow and not people paying their bills off of gift cards that they already paid for. So we're still not selling gift cards.
But do you think that you will reopen?
Yeah, I mean, we're fighting as hard as we can to reopen. That is our end goal. I mean, we're doing everything we can to try and maintain it and stay open and reopen.
That is Jessica Parkinson, who is co-owner of Salt, a restaurant in Lakewood, Ohio. Jessica, I'm glad to hear things are going a little bit better this time than when we last spoke to you. Continued good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having us on again.